Exam practice 3.
And any sightings should be reported to the zoo. Moving on, and now it's time for my favourite part of the programme, our weekly Corner for the Curious segment. With me today is Marcus Welmington, the literary critic with the Sunday Herald. Marcus, nice to have you with us.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be here.
Now, Marcus, I'm right in saying that you're not just a critic, but also something of a connoisseur of books.
Yes, quite.
And I understand you've brought along a book that sounds like the ultimate choice for a curious reader.
Yes, definitely. You see, many of us have all these questions like why the ocean is salty but lakes aren't, or we'd like to know how much the Earth weighs and how it's possible to know, or how big an atom is. Well, the author of today's book had the same queries and decided to find out once and for all. But rather than reading thousands of science books, which incidentally had brought him to tears in school, he set out on a journey around the world to write his short history of nearly everything.
Oh my, that sounds like an extremely ambitious project.
And so it is. But who better for the job than Bill Bryson, for the most part, a beloved author of travelogues. Here, he takes his ultimate journey into the most intriguing questions that science seeks to answer. And believe me, it certainly is an educational journey. He's curious to understand everything that has happened from the Big Bang to the rise of civilization. And in order to find his answers, Bryson boggles plenty of the world's most ingenious scientific minds, asking as many questions as it takes him to understand.
But I mean a history of everything?
Well, nearly everything, yes. The amount of ground covered is truly impressive. From the furthest reaches of cosmology, he goes through time and space until we're looking at the smallest particles, the basic facts of physics, chemistry, biology, geology. All these and many more are presented with exceptional clarity and skill, and the accounts are brimming with strange and amazing facts.
So it's like all my school science books in one, really.
It's actually even more than that. Bryson seems enchanted by the splendid gallery of eccentric personalities he encounters. So he tells stories about some of them, like a chemist who so much hated human contact that he forbade people to even look at him and communicated with his housekeeper by notes. Or the story about how Isaac Newton once stuck a needle into his eye socket just to see what would happen.
Ouch! And?
Actually, nothing. But please don't try this at home. But do try to get your hands on this book. It's a wonderful read. The language is efficient, yet colloquial, so you won't be blinded with science. And to top it off, Bryson is unfailingly witty and entertaining, making you laugh out loud at times.
Oh, I love it when an author can tackle difficult and boring topics with humour. It does sound like an indispensable book for our Curious Corner listeners. Thank you, Marcus. I think I'll have to stop at the bookstore on my way home.